You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and coming up, we'll find out if Jonathan Coulton is the walrus or the Eggman in a game where we desecrate yet another Beatles tune. Plus, we'll find out how much NPR's quiz show master, Peter Sagal, knows about his coworkers. But joining us right now are J.J. Orjira and Justin Sheen. Justin, if you could live in the fictional space of any television show, which one would you like to go into?
Boy, Star Trek? Yeah, the holodeck, you know, you can do a lot
cool.
There.
Yeah. J.J., how about you?
Oh my God, as a New Yorker, I have to say Friends, because that apartment was sick and so unrealistic, right? I mean, my entire apartment is the bathroom of Monica's apartment on that show.
This game is called Charming Old Movie House. Did you ever wonder what happens to famous homes from movies and TV after the show is finished? They go on the market. So for this game, we'll give you the real estate listings for well-known houses and apartments, and you have to identify the television show or film that featured that residence. And the winner, of course, will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Set on 200 acres of usable farmland, this handsome 4,000-square-foot white brick ranch house features an in-ground pool and rodeo grounds. Located within commuting distance from a major Texas city, yet remote enough that you could shoot someone here and no one would know who did it. At least until the following season opener. JJ.
Dallas?
Correct. This colonial revival-style house features Greek-inspired columns and comes with Greek-inspired apparel. It's a real fixer-upper, but it's a steal when split amongst 20 fraternity brothers. It's also a short walk to Faber College, that is, when you're not on double-secret probation. Justin.
Animal House.
Correct. This quirky Greenwich Village apartment features two bedrooms, a palatial bi-level living room, and one-of-a-kind views like a naked guy in the apartment across the street. Oh. Justin.
JJ, I'm so sorry.
I do feel bad. Friends?
I'm sorry. Yes, that is correct. It's true, though. I was also obsessed with how much money they made versus the rent.
She tried to play it off like, oh, it's rent controlled. It was my grandmother's.
Right. This Lake Union houseboat with Cape Cod styling is a perfect gem with access to Puget Sound. If you have trouble falling asleep, this place is for you. Previous owner was a widower looking to make a new start, but thanks to his son, found love at the top of the Empire State Building. Price to move. JJ.
Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes, indeed it is. No plans after college? No problem. Why not move back home to this estate in Beverly Hills, complete with a lush back patio and pool, stocked fish tank, and live-in attic. Lovely neighborhood, lovelier neighbors. Floors are hardwood, but we've got one word, plastics. JJ.
American Psycho?
That is not correct. I'm sorry. Justin, can you steal?
The Graduate?
The Graduate is correct. Favorite movie of yours, Justin?
High Noon.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize we were moving on to a new conversation.
No,
but,
I see.
Yes. But that's good. That's a great movie. I like that.
It is.
It was just at the top of your
head. He was really ready to say that, too.
Yeah, it's like, amazing. This picturesque Victorian townhouse in San Francisco's Postcard Row boasts four levels with an attic floor penthouse, perfect for live-in uncles and a plethora of kids. Breathtaking bay views and a stone's throw away from Golden Gate Park. Justin.
Full House.
Full House is correct. This is your last question. Majestic yellow villa nestled lakeside in Salzburg. This Austrian mansion is perfect for a large family. Private romantic gazebo, spacious upper floor balcony, and breathtaking acoustics in case you're the kind of tenant who just likes to break out into song. Justin.
Sound of Music.
That is correct.
Oh.
Puzzle guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
It was a battle of the buzzers, and Justin won.
Congratulations, Justin. JJ, I'm so sorry. I could tell that you knew a lot of the answers. But Justin, you'll be moving on to our final showdown at the end. Congratulations.